Well, I think there's some similarities. I think the biggest thing is just two different years. I wasn't here for the 07 year, so it's hard to say. I wasn't around. I wish I was, but I wasn't.
Does it surprise you how well Tom throws the ball in these conditions?
Nah. I think Coach Belichick, he puts us in these environments at practice. We really don't want to be outside practicing in this type of weather, but we do it anyway. I think the guys do a good job of putting that stuff behind us and going out, doing a great job in practice and executing the plays that they want us to do. Therefore, I mean, we look forward to games like this. This is the time of the year. This is what's going to happen. This is what it's going to be. It's December, January. You're going to have these type weather. So the elements are going to be that. We just got to deal with it.
This last 3 or 4 weeks, is this as well as you've seen Tom play either time that you've been with him?
Oh, no, they've been – you all been saying that, what, the last 5, 6 weeks? I know, exactly. Well, I think the thing is we just got to continue to work. And I think Tom is continuing to do that each and every day from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This guy, it starts in the classroom and then he takes it to the football field.
You guys say you use the games themselves as the markers of how well you're doing, whatever, it's just the games that tells you. So what do these last two games against these two defenses tell you that you're on?
Nothing. That we just did a great job of game planning. You know, I think it's going to be a total different situation next week. We're going against another great defense in Green Bay. I think the coach is doing a great job of game planning for the game each and every week. It's totally different. Every week is totally different. We're going to face different tasks, and we just have to deal with them.
Dan, what does that mean for you? Is that last play the kind of penalized this offense that
right. Yes and no, because I think at one point the coach was telling us to take a knee. You know, I'm looking at Tom like, take a knee, and then he looked at me like, no. He called a route, and I was like, all right, good. That's a good route. So I'm thankful it happened. But if you think about it, they took the punt return away from Julian, you know, which was a big minus for that guy. He's been working real hard. But I think we capitalized on what they was giving us on defense, and we took a shot at it. It worked.
Are you surprised you were that open on that in the final seconds of the half?
No, actually, I really wasn't looking at defender in the back half, but my job was just to get past Charles Tillman and let Tom in the front line do the rest, and they did it.
Tom, what does it mean? Final question. You know, what does it mean for you to be in the playoffs?
I don't mean anything right now. I think the thing is we want to continue to improve each and every week, you know, to see how far can we go as far as, you know, what's next. I think the biggest thing, that's a plus, you know, knowing that we're in the playoffs, that's a plus. But I think there's more football left in the rest of the season. We've got 3 games, and we're looking forward to them.
Dan, if there's one thing that defines this division of wide receivers that makes it different from other teams' quarterbacks, including tight ends, what would it be?
Right. I think we work hard. We set out to, we want to outwork our opponents. That's our job. You know we're not the tallest guys. We got some fast guys, I'll say that, but we know we're not the tallest. We're not the typical receivers that most teams would want us to have on their team. You know, most players, as far as the biggest thing for us is we go to work each and every day. We do our job. We care less what the doubters, what the naysayers say. that's not up for us. Our job is to go out and execute our plays for our team, help our team win. Yes, sir. It was a lot of stuff going on. It was a lot of yelling and screaming. I do know I heard one of the coaches say they wanted to take a knee, but I think Tom's eyes got a little big. He looked over him and like, no, I'm going to take this shot, and we did. It worked out, though. Thank you all.